Welcome back to season 7 of the Sister Brunch podcast. We're the podcast all about Black women and Black gender expansive people who are thriving, surviving, making it, killing it in film, TV, media, entertainment, all of the above. And that is no different for our incredible guest today. And I'll say that we are filming this. This is the first time the Sister Brunch is actually filming from a recording studio. And here we are at You Podcaster, right in the heart of Hollywood. And now I am so excited to introduce our incredible guest, bringing a rare blend of creative vision, business acumen, and systems level thinking to film and television. Welcome, Ms. Asha Chai Chang. Oh, it's so good to have you. We met officially, I think, at the Alliance of Women Directors, but I feel like we've been in so many rooms together.
Yes.
And I've always been so curious about you and your journey. So we're going to ask you about any key moments that you want to share with us in your journey to ending up here sitting at You Podcaster Studios on the Sister Brunch podcast.
Oh, thank you, Fanshan. I'm so glad that you invited me. I'm so happy to be here. And for anyone who has low vision, I have purple hair. I'm wearing a red jacket with like this mocha color top and it's like black suspenders, really cute.
Okay, so thank you for doing that. And actually, it's so beautiful to have you in part as an accessibility advocate. And so I want to take a moment to do my visual descriptor, which is I am a light-skinned Black woman with curly hair that is currently a little frizzy, and a green blazer, and my Sister Brunch t-shirt on, which you'll be wearing at the end of this episode as well. So please continue with key moments in your story.
Thank you. So to jump right in for the journey, I always knew I wanted to be an artist, but I'm first generation American. The way I just combine it together is I describe myself as Afro-Latina and Caribbean Asian. I know I'm a Black woman, but I'm just saying, like, background wise.
Yes.
So Jamaican, Cuban, Chinese is like my main mix.
Wow. Okay.
So that's why I got excited about I'm looking forward to answering the food question. I kept thinking today, I was like, Mom, what should I say is my favorite thing?
It'd be so good. How are you going to choose, actually?
Exactly. I was like, what am I going to say? So much good cuisine. So because I am first generation American, I knew that when I kept saying I want to be a filmmaker, they were like, yeah, that's cute. That's a cute thing for art. What are you going to do with your actual career? Mm-hmm. I don't talk about this enough. I actually started out in politics, and that's hence the whole like Yale background. It was political science and pre-law for Yale. I thought I was going to become a U.S. senator. I was like really so sure that I wanted to talk about people of color as people of contribution. I wanted to really talk about what we've done, like what we've actually done in history, what we continue to do, the new trends we make, like all these great things.
Pre-law at Yale?
So, yeah.
And the focus was really on, I love this, you said people of contribution is how we think of people of color.
Our history gets rewritten a lot, and I wanted to create reminders of what we can do and how to contribute. And I also just figured that if I could maybe change laws, or maybe if people saw us in a different capacity, that would help. And then I learned really quickly that we really can't actually change hearts with the law, but I can change hearts with art. So beautiful. That is where I was like, Mom, I've done the walk here. And she's like, well, as an artist, you need to make money. And I was like, okay, that is actually true. She's like, okay, can you just promise me? I know you want to go to school so bad, study art and do cinema, but can you just take one finance class for me or even minor in it? And at the time I was like, why? But then I thought about it and I was like, oh, wait, I'll be an amazing producer.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Like, thank you, Mama, because that is something we're all lacking. Yes.
We're going to talk about it. Right.
How beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
okay.
But we have a great relationship. So I listened to my mom. I was like, I will do it. So I started out in finance. She worked in finance, international banker. Super proud of her. But then I was like, okay, study finance. Learned a lot through accounting. Got really fired up by economics. Then I started talking about finance insurance. And I was like, there's actually something here for me to learn. And so I ended up working like getting internships and jobs working in like financial and analysis. Then I actually got into minority spend. Like, you know how companies are supposed to spend money with minority-owned
like
businesses.
Supplier diversity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was that girl who went in and it was like, I don't think the companies, because they kept doing subcontracts. Like, oh, this major company would get the money. They'll subcontract out to the minority-owned businesses. And I was like, do the minority-owned businesses know what they need to qualify? So I... maybe it's a little bad. I was like, how can I do this in a way that's legal? So I was like, let me just create reports and say where the spend is ideally for the corporation versus what they're pitching.
Yes.
And so I'm like, just to help to give you some information so that you can make better bids.
Yes.
And then get the $1 million contracts yourself.
So you were producing... Something you were helping to produce these small businesses,
yes.
Which eventually would lead you to producing.
Kind of did. Wait,
okay,
I'll link it. You're hearing it though. You're like, let her cook.
All the things that we wish we had, the things that we are missing frequently. Yes, yes.
So I was able to hear the contract negotiations. What are companies looking for? How do they spend? How do operations run? That's what I was mainly working. I was doing the finance portion in operations. And then I remember, it's kind of good to go going into this, actually thinking back on what I started. I remember I told them, I said, why'd you hire me? They're like, actually, because you're really great at hosting events. So I was like, that has nothing to, okay. They said, so can you put together our key supplier forum for us to bring all the key suppliers together for us to be able to know how to like mingle and chat and like maybe better our negotiations.
Yes.
So I did those. I ran Kaizens to like better their market research and like help with that. Like, so I was doing those kind of things, but I was like 19.
I was going to ask you how old you were at this point.
So they were inviting me to like these meetings.
Couldn't drink at the meetings.
they're like, we signed the deal. Congrats. And I was like, ginger beer.
Yes.
Like it's all I could have.
Apple cider. Click
exactly.
Click.
Right. I couldn't even do it. And I actually saw those napkin deals they talk about in movies. I've seen them. Anyway, this is why it's good. So afterwards, I'm doing a great job. I was like, they love you there. She finally found what she likes to do. And I was like, I am leaving to Miami and I'm going to work in TV. She's like, what? That is, you still like, want to do that film thing? I was like, yes.
Okay.
So Miami happened. We can keep it short. I worked with Taritin. That was like a Venezuelan like TV station. I was like, we did like bilingual skits.
How did you start working there? Because I always think it's so important to think about.
That's true. The connection.
Now, of course, you came in with these skills that in and of itself, I feel like would have helped you be able to pit. No. So how?
They didn't care. I was young and had a cute face, I guess.
Mm-hmm,
as kind of was. So
you
they
do
were
have
like,
a cute face.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying this, they treated me. They're like,
right. Yeah. Okay,
like, you can audition. Yeah. And then I auditioned and I remember like being casted in like one of those, you hear those stories that someone gets into a TV series and they fly out to a different state. That was me. And that never got made. So I ended up being there and then working as an extra and like, just wanted to get on set. I wanted to see like how other professional sets are run, not just what I do. And what I do, what I mean is like with my friends trying to make things or what I learned in film theory when I was taking like film classes.
Right.
And I wanted to like see it.
Yes.
So I did the 48-hour film project. That's where I got a chance to really like, and that was in Miami. That's when I first started.
Let's describe a 48-hour, because
right.
It's so brilliant. And it's one of those things that I think if you're here or in New York, whatever, you know.
Anywhere.
And they're so good to do because you learn so. Okay, so yes, describe what is that? A 48-hour film contest.
Indeed.
Yes.
So the idea is that you get a character name, you get a prop, you get you draw for your genre. And there's one line of dialogue that you have to have in your project so they know for a fact it was made within these 48 hours.
Before, yes.
But you had to write that script, shoot it, edit it, and submit it within 48 hours.
Unbelievable.
The submission
so you're not
was,
sleeping.
No,
you're not sleeping.
We were
the whole,
team, no sleep.
Yeah.
But that's if you really love it, you're going to do it. So I remember like it just became a really good format for being like, okay, this is what we've been given. Let's just, you know, you sit in a corner, you sit in like a circle at first and we just spit all different ideas. Like, what are you thinking? Where should we go with this? And then after a while, you realize you have to trim it down to a writer's room. And you get, like, I now understand in TV why they have a writer's room. Because at first when the DP's like, we should, they're like, no, go away. Sit down. Yeah, go sleep. Yeah, yeah. We need you tomorrow. Go sleep.
Story here. We'll call you when we're ready.
Later.
Yes.
We're going to tell the actors to wear. We got it. We'll keep it simple. We'll send them to sleep too. Like it became like that. So you knew the whole team would just be together. But the first time I did it, I was actually an actor for it. And I was helping to produce. Like, let me know what you need me to figure out because I know how to negotiate deals.
So I
was the person who's like, Asha, you know, our budget's only like $200. How are we going to feed the whole cast and crew? I'm like, I got you. So we would like find, you know, either like local people to
contribute,
like
look,
contribute in some way, or like we'll put your logo in there. Like, so shout out to the small businesses, like small businesses y'all. Who are like.
But you knew how to talk to them too from what you had done before.
And I knew what they needed, right? It was like, was like the afterwards, I was like, we're going to market you. As we win awards, we're going to talk about what you've done. And that's exactly what we did. Or we would have a party afterwards, like go back to that place. I'm like, everyone spend money here. They gave us free muffins the other day, you know?
Amazing.
Like,
that's
how we did it, just so everyone was able to eat and survive. And so I really enjoyed doing that. And then, of course, they give like notes and things. But I wasn't actually seeing myself as a director yet. At the time, I just kept being like, we're good at acting. We did. We actually took home some awards for the first one we did. That was On Clean. And then as a team, we're like, we might have something here. And so we just kept doing them together. And like, we would switch up roles, which I thought was great. So like someone else, like, okay, you were the writer last time. Do you want to get in the director's seat? You were the producer last time. Do you want to try? Like, everyone kept just switching up different departments to see what it's like.
Yep.
And then finally, at this point,
it was time for you to direct.
That's what it is. Just fast forward. They're like, have you thought about directing? And I was like, I mean, and then someone's like, well, you're kind of bossy. I'm like, no. I'm not bossy.
You just
I just
know
have opinions.
What you want.
I just know how to speak up about what I like.
Yes.
I know what I'm looking for. Don't do this. That's like the joke. And so that one was a disaster. I'm just kidding. I'm being honest.
No.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, your first, but sure. I mean,
but it was everything I needed to learn.
Yes.
It was. I'm sorry. What I say when I say disaster, I don't mean like that. Did we actually make the film? Yes, in the 48 hours, we did do that.
Yeah,
so I know I'm like, I just being like.
That's successful, but right? You actually did it.
But honestly, I would say it was the failing is how we won. Like sometimes you need to fail up. That was the one, because I also, we did it differently. So I didn't have the crew that time. I was in a different state. I had moved to North Carolina.
Okay. So
Miami,
New Jersey, Miami.
Oh, you want to go this? Okay. You say okay, cute. You're
well,
like,
I'm this, just
kind of track it.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay, born in New York, raised in Maryland.
Oh, see,
it's okay. This is good.
Throwing us off.
Yeah, Potomac, Maryland. And then college in Connecticut.
In Connecticut. Why did I say New Jersey? I don't know why.
It's okay.
So obviously, I didn't go to Yale. I don't know. But that was New England. I should have said
you
New
did
England.
It. You
that
did good.
Been safe.
Oh, I was definitely, no, you were in the right areas. So I had moved to North Carolina, but I love that the writer, she was like, I really think you should get your chance to still direct. So let's go ahead and go for this. And so that first time, I didn't have the same kind of crew support that we had in Miami. So I had to like crew up like locally. And that's where I would say things kind of went awry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it really taught me how much I wanted to do it. So I couldn't afford like the nice mic stands or any of this. And I remember like staying up late on eBay and like where they have like the bids, you have to like do like bidding wars for things.
Yes.
That was me. I was that girl who was bidding at zero.
So you were producing also, right? Like
you're
supposed to be the director, but. But
you still produce them though.
And when it's that, you know, that budget level and you're learning, then you got to know that you're going to wear many hats, right? Like to get it done the way you want to get it done. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
But you have to find people who are also willing to wear multiple hats. That's what I've learned with that situation.
Yes, you do. Shout out to the Sister Brunch crew. Shout out to Tasha. Yes! Shout out to Sam, because that's what we found. Yes.
Okay. Exactly. People who get that when they, because then that's how you can all thrive together. And there's
Absolutely.
Not this idea of like one person being overloaded.
Yes.
Which was, I was that person.
Mm-hmm.
So that first one, not so great. But I love that my friend was like, we're going to dive back in and try it again. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, I think there might be something here. And so what did we do? No, I produced, I went back down to Miami. I lived from North Carolina, went back to Miami. We did a few more projects. And then, like, you just kept going. And then we did, like, Sweeted, which is, like, a different thing. A Sweeted festival means, like, it's based off of the concept of like a film that you've already seen, but you only do the parts you remember. It's kind of funny.
I don't know that one. Okay.
Yeah, that's another one. So Sweden Film Festival, that was good. We took some awards for that one. And like, I remember we did like Wizard of Oz and it was, I don't mean to laugh, but it's like really funny how your brain will just be like, oh, no, and there's some girl in a bubble and there's like a monkeys. And like the way that you just, and then that's you how have we to wrote it this way. That. And we wrote it in the way that you remember, which makes it so much funnier.
That's fun too.
And they're like, I know what you're going for, but I can't believe you guys did that. We're like, something, monkey, something. And then we did like, Nightmare on Elm was actually the one. Nightmare on Elm Street, the our Sweden version of that. And I actually starred in there. And that was interesting. That was the first time I saw myself, like, I was like, okay, first of all, I don't think people ever thought I can play Nancy, right? Yes, and so I definitely knew I turned the crowd around because in the Carolinas, they were not expecting to see my face. This is like Virginia, like that area.
Yes,
so
yes. Uh-huh.
They weren't expecting it. And but I remember really liking it. I was like, I did a great job. But I also am realizing I kind of want to go back to the director's seat again and see now that I've seen what I'm doing more as an actor. Great.
Okay, I'm going to have
to wrap me up.
This is the thing. Well, we need to
cut to fast forward.
So
yes.
Many awards later. And this
that's
is
so
only
true,
because
actually, yeah.
This would be a 3-hour episode just to get through your bio. Like,
you're right. Let's stop. Okay, you're right. Let's keep going.
No, in a good way. No. By the way, in the best of ways. Yes. And this is why we do this, because we're like, how does the world not know you, right? Just even looking
Thank
at your
you.
Bio alone, how does the world not know you? So that's why we're doing this.
Yes.
You have multiple award nominations, but our most recent, we'll keep this kind of, you know, kind of evergreen, but like our most recent is Oscar qualifying with Marque Dos. So tell us about that. How did it come together? And yeah, what did it mean? And yeah.
Okay. So this is the key thing. So getting to LA, so this is from North Carolina, went from North Carolina to LA, and how I got here is a part of the story. So that's why I'm like mentioning it. I told myself I wouldn't move to LA until I got into an Oscar qualifying film festival. Like if I didn't feel like my projects actually kind of would get to that level, I'm like, I won't come. And I'll never forget. It was January 1st. Like literally, like I had made a pact with the world. I was like, okay, universe, God, if I get into an Oscar qualifying film festival, I'll move to LA next year. No problem. I'm moving. And God's like, great, January 1st, Happy New Year.
Yes.
You got accepted into an Oscar qualifying film festival.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, that means I got to move to LA. Moved to LA. And it was after that, I remember one of my really great friends, Christina, shout out to you, Trinity.
Thank you, Christina.
Yeah, seriously, she was like, there's a program for Afro-Latinas. You're writing a script, right? You're submitting it. I was like, I'm Christina. I'm actually sick in bed at TIFF, which is like weird, so... I don't know if I can get it in time to do it midnight. And she's like, get up. Like, that was her. She's like, you better get up.
Yes, we all need that friend.
And
let Sister Brunch be that friend for you.
Yes,
like, get up.
Yes, that was her to me. She's like, get up.
Yes.
She's like, you're going to write this. I'm like, okay. And she's like, just write what you know. It's easy. Write about your life. I was like, amazing. I was like, yeah. I know I'm the Afro-Latina with a Chinese last name. I know. This is, I'm going to do this. And I just remember like thinking about marketing, which is something I did, just so you know, so I did like marketing, experiential marketing to make money, like to for my projects, to be honest. The only thing that gave me flexibility, that's why I took it up. And I remember people laughing at me, like, you went from the corporate jobs to this? And I was like, yeah, flexibility now. And it pays really good money. So.
And like, that's the two skills that we all need that we don't have is the financing and the marketing.
Yes.
We got everything in between. The problem is we can be smart and write good things. But if we don't have those two things, nobody will ever see our work. So I love it. Yes. You had all those skills.
Thank you. So then afterwards, so I wrote. So my thanks to the push from Trinity, I wrote the script. And I remember, like, about to submit it, and I heard a voice, and it was like, actually, get some rest. You got a good head start of what you're going to write, and you're going to be able to submit later. I'm like, no, but it's due at midnight. I checked the website. Just by luck, they were like, actually, we're going to extend it. I was like, I can breathe. Okay.
Good.
But I have the bones now because I knew I was going to write. Went back to LA. I was like, I'm not going to be late this time. I'm not going to wait until almost midnight to submit it. I'm not doing that again. Sculpted it, put it together, made a pitch video.
Amazing.
Oh, I'm going to laugh about this, guys. Practice your pitch videos. Be yourself. I really mean that. So in my case, I really say that, be yourself. Because when I was myself through it, I made a playful joke about like being like in consideration. I said it like as if they were like my friend. I'm like, you guys, I'm in consideration for this thing. Wish me luck. And so they were like, she's funny. And I was writing a comedy anyway. And nice. That was Marquedos. Nice. I pitched it to them.
Yep.
And I got the approval for funding. And yes. It was the same time. And it was, oh, that's another thing. Putting your mind on it. So I had actually received funding to, it was for All By Design. And it was through the Flip the Script filmmaking competition. And it came after I had told myself, I'm going to start losing other people's money to make my movies.
If you are enjoying this episode of Sister Brunch, you have got to join the whole community. And we are over here. All these conversations we have on Sister Brunch, you will be able to do this with us weekly, even daily on Patreon. So you can find us at patreon.com/sisterbrunch. You can join us for free. I mean, if you've got funds, we appreciate that too. You can have a monthly membership or join us for free. You're going to get behind the scenes. You're going to get some sneak peeks at episodes. We've got merch. We've got conversations going on over there that you can't see us having publicly, really. This is our place to really talk about all the things that we talked about at those original Sister Brunches in person. We are doing over on our Patreon, so join us there.
Hi, I'm Asha Chai Chang, and you're listening to the Sister Brunch Podcast.
We will take this opportunity to segue into
yes.
finances, because we don't talk about it enough. And yeah. you know, there are all kind of reasons and stigmas, et cetera. But mm-hmm. it's so important to understand. So either or both cost, like budget for Marquedos or whatever you'd like to talk about. And then also salaries. You said you did experiential marketing, mm-hmm. right? So what was that like? How did that sustain you? How much was that?
So first, I worked on getting my expenses really low, and that was through relationships. Like, not love, really. I mean, like, relationships, like, talking to people and being like, hey, find me a place that's about this much. I don't want to pay more than, like, I had a certain amount. And
whatever you're comfortable with.
Yes. Let me try to think of what I'm comfortable sharing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do, like, percentages, right? So it would be, like, my goal was to make at least 2 to 3 times for my cost of living per week.
Okay.
No, I said my cost of living for the month, I made sure I made 2 to 3 times that per week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So
yes.
In that case, I meant living somewhere I didn't think of. That's why people go North Carolina, Virginia. They kind of laugh, Virginia. I was like, yeah, because what I'm going to do from here is make that project, spoiler alert, that would take me to California
yes.
to then be able to, you know, build up the right reputation and make that pitch to Netflix to say, can I get the money? Well, in this case, Latino Film Institute, shout out to them. So
love
in case of them.
Yes.
So with
yes.
them who had it, and they know the joke now. But I actually forgot it was Netflix that was funding it. And I was like, you guys, my finalist for Netflix. Like, and they're like, that's what you're talking to. I was like, oops. But yeah, so that's like, that's how, you know, that's how I did it. So my brain was like, I can make that much per week. And then I also, I'll be honest, I got friends to help me with jobs too. And then both. We'd work tours together. We're like, okay, yes. what we're going to do is each of us get per diem, for example. Like, say they pay you per diem, $150 a night or something to be a manager. We're like, you're managing this side of town, this side of town, this. We're going to all stay here. So this is going to be in this person's car. So we would keep the per diem money.
Yes.
We would save on the gas and the travel back and forth out of Charlotte.
It's
and
just using one car.
I went to West Virginia. That's my next story. Okay. I went to West Virginia. Okay. Like when I'm saying places I drove to that I was like, I would never be here. But they needed someone with experience there. So that was my marketing. Okay. It was like, actually, I need to be paid this much now that because as I built up skills, I was like, oh no, I actually have marketing experience and da 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 da.
Yes. Yes.
So I should be paid more money. And that's what we did.
Okay.
That was the goal. So I hope that answers that.
That does. As comfortable as you are with it, we will take that. So I would love to make sure we touch on your accessibility advocacy.
That's true.
Who, what, where, when, how? Like, why that in this industry? And it's so needed and so impactful. But not everybody does it. Like, not everybody puts the A in DEI, right? Mm-hmm. DEIA. So why? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for me, I'm a disabled filmmaker myself. And the short of the story is that All By Design was being, we filmed it during the pandemic. I have respiratory disabilities. So when I was asking people to keep their mask on and set, and you know, they want to, oh yeah, it's hot, I get it. No. This is actually life or death for me, for real.
Yes.
And so I started the conversation while I was on set, just being like, I know what my access needs are right now. And I know that I really need you all to wear the mask, but what are yours? Like, how can we work together? And the crew was like, no one's really asked me that before. Like, no one's ever talked about that before.
No, right.
And so it was after that that I went from like masking my disability or trying a way to kind of hide from it to start talking about it more on productions. And also the same friend that I was, we were like writing all those stories together. I told you, like, from Miami to here, like years. I remember she has sickle cell anemia. And there's a lot of times I was her producer for like a lot of the production we worked on. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, we're Black women. And so I was like, girl, like, no one's looking out for us. Like, so we need to figure out a way to be able to make our work, really pushing it into Hollywood somehow.
Yes.
And support each other. But then with her disability as well, she can't really always hide it either. So we filmed some of it. We made it actually into a documentary that went to PBS. Like, things went, like, yeah. So we did a lot of great things just by supporting each other. And then she wanted to start, I'll give credit where it's due. She wanted to start, she's like, we should have some programs for disabled filmmakers to be able to just, like, can we also get qualified for BAFTA and the British Academy or for the Academy? Like, how can we get there? And I remember just, I was like, I'll support you however you need me to, what do we need to do? And so we start, you know, working on putting together a program. We originally pitched it to one festival, didn't take it, so I'm not going to say anything about that. But Slam Dance, right? The keeping it cordial.
Yes.
Slam Dance Film Festival said there's a... Slam Dance Film Festival is here. Yes. We'll support you. And we're like, Slam Dance? We never thought about them. But I get it. They're kind of, they're like rebellious in their own right. Like,
you're not going to take our movies? We're going to make our own.
Right. That's their history.
And so then they were open to this.
Exactly. They're like, we don't mind being the people to support you. Are you kidding? I was like, thank you. So then that's where Unstoppable, which is a program for disabled actors, like disabled actors and filmmakers have a place to be honored with their work. So.
Beautiful.
And then after that was no turning back. It was like, oh, Hollywood knows that you are disabled.
Yeah.
And that you started
and
this program.
And that you know what you're doing. And that because not everybody.
You saying it nice. At first I was worried.
I mean, in the best of ways, right?
Yeah.
Like, not everybody who's disabled is doing the advocacy work. And they don't need to, right? Because we also need folks who are disabled who are just out there being creatives.
Yeah.
But also to do both is really admirable and impactful and important. So I wanted to make sure we touch on that. But we have to ask you the Let's Talk Tech question.
I know. We're talking a lot about my journey was so long.
I know. Well, we'll like I said, part two without questions. So we want to know, and this can be, my goodness, in your directing work, and your producing work, in your advocacy work, a technical term or an actual piece of technology that you use that if someone who doesn't do what you do, if they heard it, they would have no idea what it is.
What it is. We said no idea, though.
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, that's an exaggeration. Like, maybe
I like it. I like it. I'm trying to think.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
I guess that is a good one. I was going to say another one, but yeah, Premiere Pro.
Yes. Premiere Pro. Tell us about Premiere Pro.
Right? Premiere Pro has become my friend ever since I realized that as a filmmaker, it's important to know how to edit your work. As a filmmaker, you should know how to edit your own work too. Editors, I love y'all, but
you don't want someone else to do it for you, right? Like, you want to know how to do it. Yes. Yes.
No, I'm so serious.
And we like that because, you know, listen, Adobe, if you're listening, you know,
I'm just saying,
like, and you need to sponsor somebody, you know?
Adobe, you know? Adobe Premiere Pro.
So Premiere Pro, great editing software. And did you teach yourself?
I did, actually. So I had to learn myself.
Yes.
And then I did. And then also follow, like, watching. I'll shout out to like Lauren. I remember, like, being an amazing editor. And I was like, can I just, like, watch you a little bit?
Yes.
Because I always saw it in the tutorials. I'll, like, see the different shortcuts and stuff. Eventually I got better. But yeah, a lot of it was self-taught, observing. Thank you, editors. Let me shadow and look at what you're doing. And yeah, it was probably the most user-friendly. Like, I did have to learn Final Cut in school and other.
Okay.
But Adobe, you did a great job doing Premiere Pro and making it easy. And then also having on the goes, you have like you have Premiere Rush now.
There's so many
things. Premiere Rush it sounds exciting. You're like, really, what's that? Good.
Wait, so what is Premiere Rush? Like, what's the difference between Pro and Rush? What all can you do on both?
So for Rush, that it's like almost like shorthand editing in your phone. So I did that for a lot of my reels, like my Instagram reels. I was able to, like, you know, taking out the background for audio or like quickly cleaning things up. It just makes things easier. Or captioning for accessibility. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. While you're on that, can you tell us best practices for captioning and while we're editing? Are there
best practices,
specific things that we should look out for?
I mean, obviously with your lower thirds, I would say, okay, there's a couple of things I'm thinking. Why did you say that? Okay. If you do actually have on-screen talent that is signing, please use their whole, like, try to use as much as of, like, from the, what do you call that? From, like, the hip up.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is that, and when signing, and also the sounds are important, so please don't edit out their sounds. Now,
yes.
For captioning, though, definitely darker background, white's the words of front, like, just keeping that going so that there's a sharp enough contrast, is way easier to read.
Yep. Yep.
And pacing matters. Pacing does matter as well with captions.
Okay, it does matter.
Those are some good practices.
How about punctuation? Grammar, mm-hmm. like, the, you know, I mean, periods and capital letters.
Yes, please.
Because I'm curious about, you know, like,
the proper, yeah, prop, yeah, we call it proper. We could probably proper case. Is it called proper casing?
The when proper you have like casing, the, yeah, yeah.
That does matter? Actually matter.
Okay.
Saying who is speaking does help as well.
Okay.
And also realizing that sounds, like, again, yeah, sounds matter. So even if you're thinking it doesn't matter to, like, oh, I hear
keep
that.
Them.
You do.
Keep them
but
in.
Yes, keep them in. A
okay.
horn, you can hear a horn.
Oh, to describe the sound as
to
well.
Describe the actual sound, yeah.
Laughter, all of those things. And I take it with Premiere Pro, you can do that.
You can't. I love this. Yes, you can actually.
You see, to be honest, I brought it back.
No, to be actually honest, it's actually really easy. And inside of the actual editing software, they have it where you can set the, like, a universal standard for captioning. So
yes.
And then you
thank
can go line by line.
Thank you,
so thank
Adobe.
You. And it's free, by the way. They don't even make you pay for it
see,
as an addition.
That's brilliant and important. Okay.
Yes.
Now, our signature Sister Brunch question. So,
oh, wow. We're here?
Yeah, I know.
No way.
I know, but that's why I said you're just going to come back. You
is,
have to because
really
there's so
that
much
short?
More. I
we
know.
Talk about the financing and the monies.
You talked about a little bit, but
no, I we're talking like trademarking, copyright your
so
work.
So, by the way, what we will ask you to do is come on our Patreon. We're going to offer Ms. Asha Chai Chang on our Patreon to do kind of a webinar.
Yes, I would love
then
to
bring members. Okay, good. All right, we're going to hold you
can
to that.
Can I do that for filmmaking? No, seriously,
can
I want to do
you?
I want to do
done.
Like, yeah,
oh my gosh,
finance,
done.
Financing
done.
For filmmakers. Okay, question.
So then we'll leave this one with this, which is you and your younger self are sitting down to a sister brunch. What are you both eating? And she can be 20, over 21, or she could be 8 years old, whatever age you want to imagine her to be. What are you both eating? What are you both drinking? And then what do you tell her?
Oh, that's so cute. So younger me, oh my gosh. Younger me was like obsessed with arroz con pollo and like she wanted some, always wanted to have some curry in there, dumplings. That was her. Older me definitely would be having like more greens on the side, like ensalada, like having a little bit of, with my oxtail. Like I'll be more into that for me now. But younger me would tear those carbs up. Okay. And
you could
she loved
do that, right? At that you could and still be fine.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then maybe like a nice pineapple soda or ginger beer. I love ginger beer.
Me too.
So those I think we both be having either one of those.
Have
two.
You found a good Jamaican spot here in LA?
Should I shout them out? There is one.
Yes, you should.
Oh my gosh, why
another
am I?
Another sponsor possibility.
Please, what? Yeah.
Yes.
So I would say We Jammin'. They've seen me so many times.
Okay.
We Jammin' Restaurant has seen me quite a few times. Thank you for making amazing food. It feels like home. So thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much. This has been incredible. And as you said, way too short.
It really
so
was.
I know. It flies and it's not
can I,
fair.
Can I plug one thing,
you can
though?
You plug all you want.
Okay.
Go. Yes.
So yes, we are going to do, I guess you would say a partnership between me and Sister Brunch Podcast. We are going to do like a financing for filmmakers course or
something. You heard it right here. Yes.
And I'm going to bring a lot of the tools that I have from Funding Your Foundation that is now trademarked. So Funding Your Foundation is about that. It's the idea of starting out with everything from personal credit, then how to build into business credit. Because that's how that was a big part of my journey of how I was able to get here.
I love it.
Oh, and I was going to say one thing.
Yes,
invest in yourself.
Say it again.
Invest in yourself. That was the biggest thing that if I was to ever say what I would love to tell my younger self from then was not only just focus on, I know you care about everyone else. I know you always worry about how everyone else's happiness. Invest in yourself. And if that means spending quality time with yourself, listen to your instinct. You are smart. You are brilliant. And the world really does want to see what you have to make. So keep making great things and invest in yourself. It's worth it. You're worth it. That's what I would say.
Thank you so much for being here. We're honored to have you.
This is great.
We're excited to follow your journey and support you and uplift you. So really, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Bring me back.
We will.
This is good.
Sister Brunch is brought to you by True Jalo Productions. Our show creators are Anya Adams, Christabel Nsiabwati, and me, Fanshan Cox. Our season 7 producers are Tasha Rogers and Samantha K. Henderson. Our associate producers are Charlie T. Savage and Ashanti Groves. Sister Brunch is recorded on the unceded territory of the Tongva and the Chumash people in Hollywood, this time at U Podcaster Studios. Thank you so much for listening and watching and sharing and subscribing and reviewing us on Apple and Spotify. We're so grateful for all you do for our community, and we're grateful for you for being part of our community. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next time.